Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
All right, everybody. How you doing tonight?
It's Joseph Gibson broadcasting live on the East Coast, 6:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope everybody's doing okay. Happy Father's Day out there. If you remember, we did a Mother's Day show, and well, I guess we got to do a Father's Day show. So I posted that in the on the page there for the advertisement. Happy Father's Day to everyone. All the fathers out there who are fathers, and all the people who want to be fathers, and all the people who may not be a father, maybe there's grandfathers out there. That's why they call them grandfathers. Hey, they're fathers too. So happy Father's Day to some of my supporters here. Let me announce them. I have to announce them because they're here every week without fail. Happy Father's Day to Joe and Sebastian, Florida. Joe and Sebastian, Florida, of course. Happy Father's Day to BitBanker. Happy Father's Day to Mike out in Wisconsin. Well, he's got a he's actually a father. He's a father of many animals, so he's a father, actually. His dogs, he treats his dogs like they're his kids. So, and he's a farmer, so he's a father. Happy Father's Day to my friend Brad, who listens into the program. He doesn't ever, he was on the program all way back, but he does listen. Just like we had a caller last week said, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller. A lot of people don't call in. Why, I don't know. Maybe they can't. Maybe they just listen. But we got about a dozen or so people that do listen faithfully, and I will say that. So hats off to you, and happy Father's Day to everyone out there, fathers out there who are listening. And the show is exponentially growing. It is. This show is growing. There are frustrating times, like, for instance, right now we invited a guest. If you remember, we met this person in the chat room, and they had the guts to call in. It was a Latin Indian, and we invited her to be a guest on the program here tonight. And I'm glad I didn't, you know, depend on her, and I've learned that lesson through experience on Blog Talk Radio. Don't depend on people to show up. We live in a world today where they say they're going to be there at 6 o'clock. They don't show up till 9 o'clock. We live in a world today where a handshake does not matter. A handshake does not matter. We live in a world today where, hey, I'll take care of that for you, and it never happens. We live in a world today, hey, I'm good for it. Can I borrow $50? I'll pay it back on Friday. We live in a world today where Friday comes, but they didn't tell you what Friday, if you know what I mean. We live in a world today where you can't trust even your own mother, even your own father sometimes. That's the world we live in today. And people say, well, you know, that's just, you know, society screwed up. Well, you know, well, this has been foretold. We've been talking about it. I mean, just imagine the people that grew up years and years ago. They didn't live in this world. I mean, for instance, let's look at a caller that called in and criticized me, my own family member, actually, Deborah Lewis. She's not on the line. Tonight, right now, she said she was going to listen. We all know she's never on time. We all know that. All right. But anyway, she said last week, I don't know what your show is about. Maybe if you were there when I called you, you maybe would have understood what the show was going about and what was happening. But you were on, not on time. As usual, okay? The show did go a little crazy last week, but that's what happens. When you open the phone lines up and you ask for everyone to contribute and speak and share what's on their mind. And we all know tone. We all know about tone, okay? All right? I got to hang on here. This person shouldn't be pressing one, I don't think. This person pressing number one? Huh, that's a little bit odd. All right, well, I don't know why this person's pressing one. That shouldn't be happening. All right, well, you just got to hang on. My individual here, 336. The number looks familiar for some reason. I don't think that's a legitimate. I don't think that's a legitimate caller. Okay, all right. Anyway, you see, I'm looking at a call screen with 38 phone numbers on it, and I got to pay attention to who's logging in, who's calling in, who's pressing number one. And we got a lot of phonies out there, a lot of phonies. And we got about 10 or 11 people in the chat room. I show 12 on my chat room. On the main chat room, I show 10. So, you know, you got people out there listening. And on my Facebook page, I spoke to Mitch. There's Mitch. Hi, Joe. Let me see if I can call in. Well, Mitch, I'm waiting for you, buddy. He just sent me a message. I'm waiting, Mitch. Hang on. I am waiting. Now, Mitch is in Vietnam, folks. Mitch is in Vietnam. This should be an interesting call if we can get them on, but we're not going to waste an hour trying to connect them. And I'm not calling any foreign countries and guessing if that's a number. Okay? Mitch, I can't do it. Give me a number to call and I'll call it. But I don't think Blog Talk Radio is going to allow me to make an international call with the budget I'm on. Okay? So you need to call 657-383-0616. Use your Skype. Use your Skype. If you can make it to Vietnam, I'm surely you can make a phone call to the United States. Okay? So, Mitch, I'm looking for your call, Mitch. Hang on. This might be Mitch here. Is this you, Mitch, 443, or is this the other individual that I requested? Is this the Latin Indian that I requested? There's a new number that popped up on the screen here. Press 1. Let's just connect. Welcome, 443. Do you got something to say? Is this Mitch or is this my other guest that I requested? 443, you're unmuted.
Yeah, this is Brother Mercy.
Brother Mercy. Okay, sorry. All right, Brother Mercy, I'll get back to you. I was thinking you were my friend here from Vietnam. Okay, so I'll mute you. I'll get back to you, Brother Mercy. Let's see here. Who else do we got here on the callers? Where are you people? Where are you? Oh, boy. All right, let's get back to Mitch here on Facebook, see what's going on. I'm waiting, Mitch. I'm going to type him a message. I'll continue to wait. I will. He's in Vietnam, folks. Okay, and he's been a guest on this show, Mitch Gerber. He's been on InfoWars. He was on InfoWars a couple weeks ago, InfoWars.com. He was actually interviewed by Alex Jones and the work that he's doing in Africa when he was in Africa, and now he's over in Vietnam doing great work. So Mitch is not a phony. He's not a cranker. He's not a crank caller, okay? So Mitch is real. Mitch Nicholas Gerber. Okay, folks, he's been on this show. If you go back and listen to the archive shows, he's been on this show. So Mitch is not a phony, and he does missionary work. And let me tell you the stories he could tell you, oh, Lord, about what's going on. He's in Vietnam right now, so pray for his safety. He's in Vietnam. What section of Vietnam, I don't know. But he was in Africa, and he was helping the tribes over there, the children, that are actually starving to death. And being kidnapped and tortured, okay, and sold into slavery. It's still happening today, folks. It's still happening, you know. And that's why when we argue with Black Jesus Minister and we argue about with all these talk real stupid, you know, that TRS there talk real stupid, you know, when we talk to them, you know, they don't understand what the hell's going on. They don't know history. They're over here in America collecting food stamps, collecting everything they can get, and then mother effing the government. You know, come on. Knock it off. Let's know true history, all right? Let's look at true history and what real history is. Knock it off. And a man right here, Mitch Nicholas Gerber, let me check the phone lines again. Mitch, if you were out there, that would be great. I see a couple other callers here. I see 419, you're there. And then I see area code 206. I think I know who that is. And then I see we got about a good 40 people on the phone line here. So I got someone that pressed the number 1, but I don't trust this person. I don't trust it, so I'm not going to connect it. It's a 336 number. I'm not going to trust it, okay? And then I just saw Tone. This has got to be Tone. Press the number 1. And Tone, we got to continue this conversation here. But let me finish my introduction first. And then everyone else here, and remember, Deborah Lewis, too, you called in and said you didn't know what the hell the show was about. That's why you need to be on time, okay? I just want to refurber that there. Talk real stupid. Talk real stupid. TRS. We need to get them removed from Blog Talk Radio, folks. Let's keep working at this. Let's get them removed. Let's get them removed. They violated all Blog Talk policies. They threatened people. We don't need this black racist nonsense on Blog Talk Radio. We don't need it. They need to be removed from Blog Talk Radio. Talk real stupid. That's their call letters, folks. Talk real stupid. We need to remove them from Blog Talk Radio. And that's right, Tone. I repeat myself because that's psychological. That's called Psychology 102. Okay, look it up.
All right, Tony, Tone, Tone, Tone.
I can't wait to hear what Tone has to say when I connect him. This is going to be a good one. But talk real stupid. Let's get them out of here. Get them off Blog Talk Radio. They don't have a First Amendment right when you threaten people, when you threaten people and tell people to light themselves on fire. When you're a black racist telling white people they need to be all killed, that's not the right way to believe in things, to kill, to be a racist like that. That's not the right way. Talk real stupid. We need to get them removed from Blog Talk Radio. And Mitch Gerber just messaged me on Facebook. Mitch, I can't take up the whole show trying to get you on here, brother. Let me give you my number. Okay, Mitch, give me your number and I'll try calling it one time. Okay? All right.
Give me your number and I'll try calling Vietnam one time. I've called Europe a couple times on this show. So give me your number, Mitch, and we'll try connecting to Vietnam.
All right? And then I'm going to get to the callers. All right? So let's... here we go with the plus sign. I don't know what plus means. I don't get it. I don't understand what that means. I don't know how to call that. Hang on here. Let me write down his number here, and I'll get to the callers. All right, 3953-4551. This looks like the number he gave me last time, actually. He's typing... All right, everyone, just be patient, please. We're trying to connect someone from Vietnam, and I don't know if I'm supposed to type in the plus sign or not when I call an international number, or if someone in the chat room can help me maybe. This is the number. I'm going to type it in the chat room, the number he gave me, okay? And maybe someone can help me in the chat room. Then I got to start getting the callers here because they're building up. The plus sign, where's the plus sign? I don't even know where the hell it is on my keyboard, the plus sign. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, there it is. All right. Plus, and this is the number, folks. We'll type it in the chat room. And this is Mitch Gerber. And then I want to debate with Tone. I really gotta make Tone look like an idiot tonight because he did a good job trying to make me look like an idiot last week. So I'm gonna bash him a little bit here tonight. So anyway, that's the number 2773953545 1. That's in the chat room. That's the number Mitch gave me. Go back to Facebook. Mitch, I'm going to call the number. I don't understand what's going on here, why he can't get through. And Brother Mercy, I don't know where you're at, Brother Mercy. He left. Brother Mercy left. That's fine. I mean, all right, let's try it. Let's try it here. Let's try calling this guy from Vietnam here. All right, here we go. Give it one quick shot. One shot. We're not going to waste the whole show on this. We're going to give it one shot. I'm going to call it like he gave it to me, and we'll see what happened. All right. 3-9. I mean, it's self-explanatory, actually. Just tell me the number to type in and call, and that's what I'll do, and that's what I'm doing right now. All right. 4551. Okay. Here we go. Let's try it, see what happens, guys.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Okay, cannot be completed. Okay, can't be completed. Let's try it this way, and then after that, I'm going to tell my kids.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Okay.
Please try
there.
Again.
We can't do it. Can't do it, Mitch. Can't do it. No, Mitch. No. No, Mitch. No, Mitch. No, Mitch. No. No. No, Mitch. No, Mitch. It doesn't work. Does not. Doesn't. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Work. Call me. Call me. My number is for real. Call me. 657-383-383-0616 on Skype. 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 There you go. That's all I could do for you, Mitch. All right, everyone heard it. That's all I could do. He's seen it. He's reflecting back on the message I sent him. I mean, you know, this is just ridiculous. He's not giving me a number that I can call internationally. And we went through this about 4 weeks ago, actually. You know, so I don't know what else to do, Mitch. I don't know what else to do. All right? So, anyway, let me connect Tone. Hello, Tone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in today. How are you? Tone. I'm doing all right, Tone. And you know, what do you think's what's going on? What's your opinion on Comey and Trump right now? I want to ask you that. Let's open up some political discussion here. What's your opinion on Comey and Trump?
Such a broad, vague question. I have a little bit of a fever today, but I'm going to try to answer your questions as best as possible. So I don't know. I really don't know what to think of Trump and McComey. I mean, none of us were there. It's hard for us to say. And I do trust McComey. I think that he's our FBI director. I think he was did a great job. And, you know, I don't know what else to say about that. So I think it's
he did a great job, but the Democrats wanted his resignation. And then when Trump fired him, it became a big controversy. And also, I want to point out something.
Hang on, let me finish.
This is very important. Comey testified, and a lot of people don't know this. Comey testified that he never leaked or allowed any information to the press. He swore about that in his first day of testimony. And then the second day of testimony, mm-hmm. he said, yes, I gave a lot of my notes to a member of the press because I was afraid. So he lied. He committed perjury. If you listen to the Sean Hannity show, a caller called in and gave the exact audio. I don't have the audio. It'd take me too long to play it for you guys. I don't have that technology here on Blog Talk Radio. But there's audio of Comey actually saying one thing and then saying another. He committed perjury right in front of the American. But
we
have talking about it.
We have Trump do it every single day where he contradicts himself, but you don't ever talk about it. So why should everybody else talk about McComey?
What are you talking about? Can you give me an example? I just gave you an example about Comey. And you're muffled a little bit. Your voice is a little muffled, Tone. Are you like in bed or something?
Sorry, brother. I'm in bed today. I'm really sick. I caught a little bit of a bug.
Okay.
I got a little bit of a fever.
I can hear you better. I can hear you better. But hang on, real quick here. What's wrong? Are you what do you mean you caught a bug? You got the flu, pneumonia? What's going on?
Oh, no, it's just one of those, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just got a bug. Like, I've been, you know, where you feel that dragging, horrible feeling with a headache. That's what I got.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Mitch, Tone. I may have Mitch from Vietnam here. Mitch, is that you, brother?
Yeah. What's going on, Joe?
Is this Mitch? All right, Mitch. Brother, I can hear you. Give me your testimony from Vietnam. Talk about it. I got you, brother. I got you, finally. What's up, brother?
Good morning, Vietnam. Yeah, I'm in Vietnam. I'm 300 kilometers up in the mountains of Hanoi Province in Ha Giang. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, Mitch. Look, you were in Africa. And Tone, don't hang up, Tone, because we'll get back to you, because I know Mitch is limited with time. But I just want to say, you were in Africa. What did you see in Africa? The horror. And we donated money on this show to your program. And, of course, if we're disconnected, I want you, first of all, to promote your Facebook page and give us the GoFundMe information also. And then give me your testimony and your missionary work and what you're doing in Vietnam right now and what you saw in Africa. Okay, I know that's a loaded question, but the floor is yours uninterrupted. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, well, Africa is hell. Africa is hell. I mean, it's failed states all over the place. Women being sold, people being sold, children put into slavery, civil war, ISIS all over the place. It's the communists from China are just taking over all the minerals, installing dictatorships. It's hell. It's literally hell. It's crazy. But what I was doing, and I was in the slums of Kenya raising money through GoFund to help children in their orphanages and their schools by uniforms, by food, by water. It was an amazing journey, and we raised over $6,000 from good-hearted and kind people all over the world, especially in the United States. And,
Mitch, not to interrupt you, but you were on Infowars.com, and I posted that, actually, Infowars.com with
yes.
Alex Jones, and I know that gave you a good boost also. So that's why I want to give you another good boost on this show, and people need to donate to you. So that's why I'm saying give that information out so we can donate money, because it costs money to do what you're doing.
Absolutely. I don't take any salary. I don't take any commission. All the money goes straight to the kids. You have the link, Joel. Please put it in the chat room so people can see it. If you just go to GoFundMe, you can put in the search engine, Help Mitch Help Children in Vietnam. I did it in Kenya. Now I'm in Vietnam. I'm coordinating with contacts, local Vietnamese teachers and local Vietnamese contacts who run charities and who know villages where really poor children are. And I'm heading to Hanoi in about 2 weeks. Right now I'm teaching and voluntary teaching in English in North Vietnam. I'm going to go into Hanoi in about 2 weeks to help the children. So, yeah, Joe, just check out the link, man. I gave it to you in Messenger. Place in the chat room. If you guys just want to go to GoFundMe, the platform, GoFundMe.com, just type in Help Mitch Help Children in Vietnam, and you'll see me coming right up. So that's all you got to do. The money goes to the children, and like I say, I don't take any salary, guys. I don't take any commission. This is straight to the children, the uniforms, water, food, medical supplies, building supplies, and I video document everything. And people who have seen my work and have followed me on Facebook, followed me on with my videos, you'll see clearly that I don't mess around, man. I go straight to the action, and I take care of it, and I get the job done with the children.
You do, Mitch. I want to say something. You are a real hero. You are a hero, Mitch. And hats off to you. I got to say that. You are a hero. You are a man of substance, a man who is sacrificing his own life, his own safety, his money, his time to help children. And explain again. I interrupted you before, and I feel bad about that. Explain the horrors that you have seen and what the hell is going on that people in America don't know about.
Well, God bless the United States. The American people, I mean, fabulous. I mean, amazing people. You know, I'm in Vietnam. I'm very, very moved by the American presence of 50,000 American troops, American GIs that lost their lives. I'm sure your listeners were through that era, and a couple of veterans. So I first want to take off my hat to all the American GIs that rest in peace, that gave their lives to protect the South Vietnamese from the North Vietnamese communists. Unfortunately, the Saigon and North Vietnam, Vietnam fell to the communists. I feel their energy, and I feel the spirit of the American GIs. And I'm heading all the way down to Saigon in the next couple of months. But I'm right now in North Vietnam, which is still communist Vietnam. But the horrors of war were just truly, truly shocking. I'm also going to be heading to Cambodia to see the killing fields as well. But like I said, right now my focus is on spending time with children. There are many villages that need help, support, medical supplies. A lot of the parents have died as well, and the children have been left to their own devices, just like in Africa. And so I'm asking for donations, and that's why I set up a GoFund platform. The horrors of communism, the horrors of totalitarian regimes, the horrors of Islam, jihadists, is shocking, from Africa to Vietnam. Just be very grateful you are in the United States. You have the Second Amendment, you have the freedom of press, you have the freedom of religion. Unfortunately, a lot of the communist ideology that is seeping into America from communist China is trying to endanger the constitutional laws and values and spirit of the United States. But that will not happen because American spirit is strong, and we live in a republic. We live for the Constitution, by the people, for the people, one nation under God. And so I just hope that we continue to fly the American flag high, because that American flag never let the American flag drop on the ground, guys, because it's a great country. I am a U.S. citizen. I just received my citizenship about five months ago. I came to Vietnam to explore Vietnam, and I can tell you the American spirit, the courage of the American GIs. A couple of them, you know, unfortunately, you know, did a little bit of a harm to the Vietnamese people, but the majority of the American GIs that were here, amazing, and they died for
Mitch, real quick, yes, Vietnam you're in now, but you were in Africa. What part of Africa were you in again, and the horror that you saw? And please, tell us the help and what was accomplished while you were in Africa. And man, you are a hero. I got to say that. You are someone who I have so much respect for you. For someone to put his life down and go save children in Africa, hats off to you. And now he's in Vietnam, folks. Mitch Gerber. And if you missed the beginning of the show, go to his Facebook page, donate. Even if it's $5, even if it's $10, you know, whatever, a dollar, for goodness sake. If we can get 15,000 listeners to donate a dollar, that would be awesome. But, Mitch, again, you are in Africa, and you've been a member of the show. You called in and told me what you were doing. You were on Infowars.com. You were interviewed by a staff member of Alex Jones, and I know that gave you a big boost, and I know you've been interviewed by several other news organizations, and you're here with me now on Understanding the Times in Which We Live In, and we need to understand the times in which we live in, and what is happening in Africa to these families and these children? What is happening? What should the American people know? We know what you're doing, but what should we know, and what should we do?
Well, it's engineered poverty. I mean, controlled poverty. Politicians are incredibly corrupt. You have failed states. You have 20 million people in Africa that are starving. The United Nations just came out and released an incredible report that has said that they've never seen such an unprecedented crisis of starvation, of famine, of people just being enslaved, rounded up by Boko Haram and ISIS forces in and around Africa. I was in Kenya. I was in the slums of Kenya, and I saw the Somalians, from the Sudanese, the Somalians, the Nigerians, all fleeing their countries because it failed. It's a complete failed states. When you have women and children and men, grown men being sold on the slaves on the streets of Africa, very shocking. I was doing more work in the slums of Kenya. I was raising money. I haven't got more of a Facebook page. I have the GoFundMe page. And Joe, please, if you could be so kind as to copy the link in the chat room. But again, if you just go to GoFundMe.com, the campaign platform, and type in on the search engine, "Help Mitch Help Children," you will come up with Vietnam. And
Mitch, I'm on it now. And we see pictures of you with a young child. Sitting
yes,
next to you,
it.
So I am here with a video. I'm on it now. It's in my chat room. And donate now. The campaign needs your support. You know, this gentleman,
yes.
Mitch Nicholas Gerber, is a hero, folks. This is a real man. You talk about slavery. You talk about racism. You talk about poverty. You know what? This man is out there doing something about it. He is doing something about it. And Mitch, I want to say you are a hero. But again, continue on. I don't know how much time you have. I know you're calling from Vietnam, and you're in a different time zone. What time is it over there in Vietnam right now?
It's 5 a.m.
5 a.m., wow. So it's early in the morning. You're probably getting up. Tell me, what's a typical day like for you? When you wake up in the morning, let's learn about Mitch. What do you do? What's your typical day like? You wake up. What's your agenda like? What do you do every day, or a normal day or an abnormal day? Go ahead. Talk to us.
Well, first of all, right now I'm teaching English to impoverished Vietnamese children for free. I do everything for free. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you talking to me about a hero, but I am not a hero. I'm just an average man, a simple man with a warrior spirit, a lion heart, and I do what I do to help people because I cannot leave this world knowing that I haven't done something memorable and good for people. And that's the purpose of life, to live for others. And Well, every day I just help children. I'm teaching children how to learn English better. And then I head out to Hanoi in about 2 weeks' time to work with the poor villagers and to use the funds that I'm collecting through GoFund to help impoverished villagers and children that haven't got any means of access to even school. They're too busy taking care of their own families because their parents have died. And so I'm just trying to see if we can raise money to help children, be helped through, simply supplies, through clothing, through food, because the poor villagers, they have nothing, and it's very hard for them. So right now I'm in Vietnam, and in North Vietnam, and I'm doing the best to help them. So please, guys, donate anything, like Joe said, even if it's 15,000 people that are listening, 10,500 people. If you have some money and you've always wanted to donate, if you've got friends, families, business colleagues, just share the link. Joe's put it on the chat room. Go to the GoFundMe campaign. Help Mitch, help children in Vietnam. An average day is just helping people, Joe. I work odd jobs in restaurants and different places. I'm an average man, like I say. I just save money and travel and use my own money, pay for my own ticket, pay for my own accommodation, don't receive any salary, don't receive any commission. And I just help people wherever I go.
And you're right, Mitch. You do 100%. And I've known you now for a while, about a year now. You've come on this show a few times. You told me what you were doing. You said, I'm going to Africa, Joe, and I want to put this on your show. And it spread like wildfire. And you went to Africa, and you sent me pictures. You sent me video. You posted it up on your Facebook page. This guy is no joke, folks. This isn't a scam. This guy is for real. He's got his neck on the line. And talk about the danger. How dangerous is it for you to be an American over there? And so Americans can understand what you're doing. I mean, this isn't a walk in the park. This isn't where you wake up in the morning and you could do whatever you want. You're in a communist country. You're in a country where kidnapping is going on. Children are being kidnapped for slaves. Slavery exists today. Mitch, go ahead. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, definitely. Basically, I also received a report that there are criminal gangs, a lot of human trafficking around here, organ trafficking, because we're very close to China. When the fall of Saigon happened in 1975, when the last of the Americans left, the North Vietnamese just took over completely. So it's very unfortunate what has gone on here with North Vietnam. But American diplomacy is still alive and well, what is left of it. So I managed to receive a one-year visa in agreement with the American and the Vietnamese government to do what I'm doing. But still, friends in Vietnam, friends in former Saigon, which is now Ho Chi Minh City. I call it Saigon because Ho Chi Minh was a complete evil nutcase. I mean, the amount of people he killed. Pol Pot was bad in Cambodia, killing a quarter of the Cambodian population. But the Ho Chi Minh was just sent hundreds and thousands of South Vietnamese who work with the Americans to get the intelligence in Saigon, sent to re-education centers. God knows how many were killed, along with 50,000 American GIs that gave their lives to defend the South Vietnamese from evil communism. Unfortunately, everything is now North Vietnamese communists. But I'm doing my best, Joe.
Mitch, real quick, and when you were in Africa, for instance, because now you're in Vietnam, and you're going to tell us about Vietnam when you're done with Vietnam, but you're done with Africa right now for now. What you saw, how many Africans estimate, in the community that you saw? I mean, there's human trafficking going on, there's slavery. Slaves are still being bought and sold in Africa today. And is the United States government responsible for this? Is the European government's who's responsible for this? What's going on? Why is there a market for this? Who's buying these people? What's going on here? Let's get to the bottom of this.
It's ISIS, the jihadists, radical jihadist terrorism. They're Boko Haram, these very evil regimes as well, from the Mugabe regime in Zimbabwe, to the Zuma regime in South Africa. I mean, South Africa, my original country before I became an American citizen, it's also on the brink of civil war, war-torn. I mean, it's unbelievable. All the North African countries, Mozambique, Nigeria, Sudan, Somalia, Tunisia, they're all falling, all of them, one by one are falling. The UN has estimated about 20 million people in poverty and in famine. I mean, starvation is on the loom. When I was in Kenya, there was starvation that was breaking out. People were protesting. I mean, there was shocking engineered poverty when I was in the slums of Kenya. Hundreds and thousands of suffering in Kenya. I mean, from Kenya to Nigeria, like I said, to Chad.
Are any of those
Sudan.
People, Mitch, are any of those people winding up in the United States as slaves? What I'm trying to get at is, how is America responsible for any of this? Can American policy stop this somehow?
No, America is not responsible for this. China is responsible for this. The Middle East is responsible for this. The Islamic slave trade is responsible for this. America is not responsible for this. No, no, no. America is no longer allowed into Africa because the Chinese are all over Africa. America is not in there. Is there? When you go into these places,
wow.
You see you see the Chinese technology, you see Chinese engineering, you see all the Chinese. You even see Chinese there working on the railroads. They're working on the buildings. It's all China, all communist China. No, America no longer. No, America is no longer there.
Wow.
No.
That is breaking news right there, folks. It's not America. It's China. China, that which owns most of American debt. And we can get into a big, long conversation all on this. But right now I got Mitch Gerber on the show here. And Mitch, who's been on several national, worldwide news media outlets, and he's here with me tonight on Understanding the Times in Which You Live In. Mitch.
Joe?
I've got a couple of people on the phone line. Go ahead, Mitch. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The two threats in this world now, it's not America. Thank God for America, truly, especially under Donald Trump. I would say that. And those
wow.
liberals out there, you know, pull their heads out of their asses. Donald Trump, thank God, has saved America from the devil, especially from Hillary Clinton, that pedophiling demon wretch and an agent of the Communist Party. That's why I take my hat off to Alex Jones and InfoWars, the only true news network, when all the fake other news networks like CNN and NBC and CNBC are lying and are deceiving the American people. And
well, don't forget my news network
China,
now.
Honestly.
Hey, Mitch, don't forget my news network.
God bless you. God bless you. But the two terror threats in this world, the main threat is the communist Chinese. The Chinese Communist Party that has controlled China and North Korea, both of them have been controlled by the Communist Party in China. And the second most evil threat is the jihadists, the radical jihadist terrorists and the communist Chinese. Those are the two worst. Even the Chinese Communist Party is supporting the jihadist terrorists from the back door. But that's the deception. That's the poker game. People need to learn and look beyond that. And that's why, you know, we have to support America and we need to support Donald Trump and this current administration full force, because we are in a serious civil war. America's on the verge of civil war between the communist left and the patriots and the oath seekers.
That's right. The progressives.
And
the progressives. The progressives. You're
exactly.
Actually right. Hang on. Not to interrupt you, Mitch, but I do have a couple callers. Are you interested in hearing a caller's comment real quick?
Sure.
A couple callers. Do you have time?
No, sure, sure. I don't know how much
time. All right. Eric code. I know you don't have much time. I know. So make it quick. Area code 302. I'm going to limit you to about a minute. And then if someone else wants to jump in, just say thanks to Mitch. You can do that also. Just keep it quick. We're not going to carry on for 5-6 minutes. Mitch does not have the time. Remember, he's in Vietnam. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. This man's going to work to save people. So, area code 302, you've got a minute. Go ahead.
I just quickly like to say there's a movie there called Out of Africa. And listen to what I'm hearing out of you two guys. I could say U.S. and imperialism, get the hell out of Africa. For someone to say that America has no hand in what's going on and then blame it on communists, it reminds me of the old days when our young people, we were young, going to school every day. They would run us into the auditorium for the weekly readers. Or it was either the bear of Russia or communist China. And here we are in 2015 getting this script of the invasions of the Chinese, the communists this, the communists that, right? And then throwing in a little Muslim terrorism. I know damn well that the underdevelopment of Africa is the cause. You know, roads and waters and treatment facilities, and there's not one state in Africa where you can go the east, west, north side of the state in a car, let alone on the continent of Africa. You know, we can go in America, we can ride from 95 north to 95 south, or 485 east to 485 west, traveling all over the country. So the underdevelopment of Africa is the key, and to kick the World Bank out and the IMF and let Africa, with all the richest resources on the planet, internalize their struggle. Besides, Chinese are doing some things that the Americans and the Europeans, the British, the Italians never did, and that was build a critical infrastructure.
I've got to cut you off, because you know what? You don't know what you're talking about, quite honestly. You're talking about colonialism. Yes, back in the day when the British and the Portuguese and the French and the Brazilians, you know, they all came and they destroyed and ransacked and 400 years of slavery. I get it. But you don't know what you're talking about in terms of now modern day slavery. You're talking about jihadist Islamic terrorism and communist China.
Hold on.
I don't know what you were talking about.
Hang on, Joe.
I haven't got time. You know, I've got to hang up in a minute. I'm on the front lines. I don't know. This gentleman, you know what? I agree with him in terms of colonialism and the slavery, slave trade. But let me tell you something. Modern day, right now, for the last 20, 30 years, has been all communist China and has been all, and just recently in the last 10 to 15 years, I think what, maybe 5 to 10 years, has been radical jihadist terrorism with Boko Haram, with Al Qaeda, with Al Sharif. You can't believe. You haven't been there.
Mitch,
you don't
agree.
Know. You have no
I
idea.
Agree.
So I love these guys that come on here and they talk about this and talk about that. Go back to your liberal communist agenda, my man, in America. But thank God that you're in America and you have the freedom of speech, you have the freedom of press. And you know what? Why don't you arm yourself and become a patriot, a true patriot, and fight against the communist agenda that is brainwashed, not only the black population, but the white population and the whole population of America that is falling because of your agenda and your leftist, liberal, communist nonsense. I have no time for that. I'm on the freaking front lines in Africa. I've seen it, controlled, engineered poverty. So you can take your nonsense and you can go shove it, my man. I've got no time for that. I'm here on the front lines in Vietnam.
Well,
I'm in the front lines in Africa. And these kind of people,
right,
Joe,
Mitch.
These kind of people really boil my blood. So listen, buddy.
I agree, Mitch.
Straight.
I agree.
Right
Mitch,
now,
you are
right
so
now,
right.
Right
you
now,
are
Joe,
so right.
Right now. Right now, in Africa right now, it's completely communist controlled, and it's completely and what is happening is a terrible threat
Amen.
Of radical jihadist terrorism that is coming from the north all the way into the south. So your nonsense about American imperialism, go jump in the lake, brother. This is not the 1800s. This is 2017. Talk about the facts in 2017. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
It's communist,
wow.
communist
Mitch,
China
you
and
broke
radical
it down,
jihadist
Mitch.
Terrorism all over that.
You broke it down. My brother Mitch, you
That's
broke it.
It
down. Area code 302, when Mitch is done, I'll let you have a last word, but I'm going to tell you right now. Mitch, and 302, I know you're a fan of the show and you call in and you do say great things, but don't. This man is on the front lines. He's there. He's there, for goodness sake. He sees what's going on. And I'll get to you, 302, I will, but Mitch is pressed for time. But, Mitch, for goodness sake, I want to say you are doing God's work. I want to say I respect you so
Thank
much,
you,
and all my supporters respect you. I know that because they hung on, and
Thank
our
you,
lines
brother.
Are packed right now. I want to say you are, you
no,
say you're not a hero. I say you are a hero, Mitch. You are a hero. Because you want to know why?
Go.
Because you put everything down. You went over to Africa. You want the truth.
Yes.
You sought the truth.
Yes.
You fought for the truth.
Yes.
And you're fighting for the people
yes,
who are hurting.
Yes, sir.
Mitch, you
yes,
are
sir.
The best. You are awesome.
Joe, let me tell you something. I have no time to debate politics with people who have no idea what they're talking about in terms of modern-day slavery. I'm not talking about 1800 nonsense and 400-year slavery. I get it, buddy. I do understand. I'm a South African myself, and I'm not here to talk about white and black politics and liberal garbage. I'm talking about real, sincere, frontline shit, man. And you know what? It's communist China and radical jihadist terrorism all controlling Africa. Now, if you don't want to discuss that and learn that, then get out of my sight, because quite honestly, I haven't got time for bullshit. So listen, Joe, by the way, I got to go,
that,
man.
Mitch. I got to respect that. I will give this individual time when you're off. I will, because he is part of the show, and he does make some good points, but you're absolutely right, and I agree with you, Mitch, 100%. And
don't
I
come
support
into the arena,
you. There's nothing
don't
you
come
can
into
say,
the
Mitch.
Arena when you have
yeah,
no
there's
idea
nothing
what's
you can say,
about,
because
man.
I support
don't
you, brother.
Don't come into the arena, buddy. Don't come into the arena when you haven't got a time, when you haven't got what you're talking about. You might be a 50-year-old gentleman, and I respect you, sir. But don't come into my arena and tell me, well, it's not a you, a Muslim. But let me tell you, I've got concrete spies off to be. My friends are dying in labor camps. I've been in Africa, engineered poverty. Don't come to me with your liberal politics. I'm not interested. Okay, you can take your liberal cover and go shove it. All I'm saying is I'm on the front lines.
I love you, Mitch.
I'm on the front lines right now.
Mitch.
Okay.
Mitch, you got time? I got one more caller if you got time, real quick, and then I want
sure,
you to wrap
sure.
up. And
no,
then
with
I'm going to get to the. And then I'm going to allow everyone to have their peace, but we can't waste time because he's in Vietnam, folks. We got to give him his respect. So don't hang up. Don't run away. Stay on the line. I know 302. You'll stay there. I know you will. But Tone, what are you going to say about this gentleman right now, Mitch Gerber? Tone, go ahead.
Hey, brother. You got to give me a minute. I'm at the store.
You want me to connect you back in about a minute?
Buddy,
that's
I
fine.
Have about a minute.
Yeah, just do
minute.
1 minute.
I gotta go.
All right, 1 minute. Okay,
I haven't got a minute, my man. I haven't got a minute. I've got to go.
I know you're almost. Well, we'll let them comment after. You can listen to archive. Mitch, since you're pressed for time, I want you to take as much time you have left to talk to these people out there and preach it, brother. Preach it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you know what? People like that boil my blood because I deal with them all the time, these leftist, liberal, communist cowards. And no disrespect to you, sir, again, but stop being a coward and stop being a liberal little hack right here and learn the real facts of what's going on. And if you want to really come see it for what it is, where the communist Chinese and the radical jihadist terrorism and terrorists are taking over like you can't believe, with all these African dictatorships that have sold out their people, and don't give me all this colonial nonsense and American nonsense and white nonsense, because all that is gone. That's all finished. Yes, it destroyed hundreds and thousands and millions of African black people, but don't come here and spread that nonsense with me here, man, because I've seen it. I've got spies after me. I've been involved in assassination attempts. All these African dictatorships that have been bought out by the communist Chinese for the resources, the diamonds, the gold, the copper, the aluminum, all the resources, enslaving people, selling people on the streets, enslaving people in a radical jihadist terrorist system, the communist Chinese, all in Africa, supporting these Janjaweed in Sudan, the Boko Haram, the Niger Delta terrorists, Zuma, Mugabe in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, all the way up to North Africa, in Nigeria, all of this is evil, is rotten, and has nothing to do with America. It's got nothing to do with America at all. America is a good country. It's a solid country. The Obama regime was an evil, rotten regime. The Clinton regime, the Bush regime, all the way, all rotten. Thank God for Trump for coming in here and sorting things out. He's an Americana, and you know what? Thank God for him coming in. He hasn't killed anybody, and all these leftists need to wake up before they have lost their own country and really know what communist China is about. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Joe, I got to go, but please spread the link. GoFundMe. If anyone wants to donate from their hearts, you know the work I'm doing. You see the work I'm doing. You can, Joe is a testament. He's known me for a year. I'm not the kind of guy that messes around. I have no time for bullshit. You know, I'm a spiritual warrior. I'm a warrior on the ground here. I'm a soldier on the ground here. And I can see it for what it is. All about engineered poverty. People are dying all around. And it's communist China. I'm being monitored. But I can tell you right now, if you want to donate to help children, I don't take any salary. I don't take a commission. Joe, share the link in your chat room. GoFundMe.com. Help Mitch help children in Vietnam. And that's all I got to say, folks. It's up to you. You want to invest in something good where the money is going to go to the children. And it's no scam, it's no bullshit, then invest in me. And I will take your money, and I will go to the children, and I'll get it done. But I'm not here to discuss any bullshit, because I've seen it. I've been here for 16 years. So, 302, forgive me. I have nothing respect, but man, pull your head out of your ass, pal. Pull your head out of your ass, and don't come at me with that bullshit about America this and colonial this and white power this and blah 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 blah. It's communist China and radical jihadist terror. That's what we got to fight. That's the enemy, and that's what's destroying this country, especially in America, seeping into America and endangering the great constitutional law of the republic for which it stands under God, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, Mitch, you said a mouthful. Mitch, I know you got to go. You can hang up anytime you want. But listen to the show on Archive, and your link is in the chat room. It will be on my Facebook page, and I'm going to tell you personally, I will donate money to your cause personally. I will, okay? And you know I've done it in the past.
I take my hat off,
Mitch,
to you, Joe.
I love you.
I take my hat off to you, buddy, because I love you too, buddy. I take my hat off. Joseph Gibson, God bless you, man. You are a true patriot. You are a true oath seeker, and you are a true man. And I'm very glad to be on your show, and I will continue to support your show, and I will continue to support you, Joe, because you are a true man and you are a hero for the people, like Alex Jones, like InfoWars, like the Drudge Report, like Michael Savage. These are the true heroes that have put their neck on the line all day long and have been slandered by the leftist liberal cowards that have no understanding about what's going on, just like 302 has no understanding what is going on. So anyway, thanks, guys. I got to go. I'm out of time, but please donate.
Thanks, Mitch. Contact
share
me
the
on
link
Facebook, brother.
And check it out.
Thanks, you.
Buddy.
Contact me on Facebook, Mitch. I love you, man. Be safe, brother. Be safe. Anything ever happens to you, I trust me, it'll be a sad day for this world. It'll be a sad day for this world. So
thank you, sir.
Continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Folks,
God,
that was
God bless the United States of America.
All right. That was Mitch Gerber, folks. Let me tell you, a man. That is out there on the front line. We just lost Mitch. He just hung up. Call him from Vietnam. And I'm going to get everybody in for their opinion, I promise. And he criticized a couple callers here tonight. But I'm going to tell you something right now. This man's there. How could you refute that? How could you refute a man who is living in Africa for 6 months with African children dying in his hands, dying in his arms? And he's saying, hey, this is what's going on. ISIS is kidnapping these children and selling them as slaves across the world. Who's funding ISIS? You heard me ask Mitch. You heard me ask him, folks. Does America have a hand in this? Is America doing something? Now he's there. He knows where the money's coming from. He knows it. Can't deny that. You can't deny it, folks. He said, no. It's the China government, the communists, okay? How could you deny that, folks? How could you deny that? The man told you flat out what he sees with his own very eyes. And look, I'm not there in Africa. You know where I am? I'm in my snuggly, cozy home with my AK-47 and all protected, and I'm okay. But you know what? He's over in Africa with nothing but a phone and a Facebook page crying out to Americans to say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. And now he's in Vietnam seeing the same damn crap from another communist nation, the North Vietnamese. Come on, man. How could you criticize a man like that? How could you? A man who was in the comfort of America. He was here. He was my friend. He and I interviewed the Prime Minister of Canada, if you remember correctly, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Remember that show? Where we had the President of Canada on this show. Because I don't play games. I go after everybody. You know, and no hats off to me, Mitch. I just give everyone a voice. That's what I want to do, and I reach out to everybody. Okay, that's what it's all about. All right, let's get to the phone lines and let everyone get a voice here. And one person hasn't spoke yet. It's a private caller. And then I'm going to go up the line, and 302, you'll get your say also. I know you will. And 336, I don't know who you are, but I don't think you're legitimate, so I'm not sure about putting you on. Maybe I'll put you on at the end, okay? If you want to hang out, you've been hanging on for the whole damn show, so Just, you know, then that's 336-254, all right? Not any other 336 number. And I want to say something. Thank you, Mitch. Hey, a man who, I mean, damn, man. How could you deny somebody who's like that? All right, private caller. Hopefully you're legit. Private caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joe. Hello, everybody. That gentleman makes me feel proud to be an American. You know, he really knows what's going on, and I don't know. If you ask me, I think he's a saint. You know, his life is in danger constantly, and I don't know. I just can't think of the words to say about him. You know, I wish there were a million of him. You know, but I'm really proud that he's doing what he's doing. And
yeah.
I guess that's about it.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you for sharing on the program. I know you're a supporter of the program. Happy Father's Day to you. I didn't know Mitch was going to make it through. We fought to get him through. If you remember, we did a show about 3 weeks ago. We couldn't get him. He was in Africa at that time, and we just couldn't get him. And thankfully, this strange number popped up, and I knew that was him. And let me tell you, you're right. That's an American right there. That's an American. That's a man who's on the front lines. But maybe people are going to disagree with him tonight. And I want to hear from everybody. All right? So, 302, let's see, first, Tone, are you still there, Tone? Tone, you want to be connected? I'm going to connect Tone here. Maybe
right.
Tone wants to be heard. Tone, are you there, Tone?
I'm here. I've been here for a long time.
I know you have. That's why I'm giving you the floor before I go to 302. Go ahead. You've been here since the beginning. Go ahead.
What do you want? Now, what is the show about? You just stroked the guy for about half an hour about how great he was, and he repeated the same thing about four or five times like you always do. What do you want me to say about it? I mean, if he already said the good things that he does, and I think that's great if he does great things. I don't know what else you want me to say about it.
Well, it's the topic of the show, Tone. I mean, there's a couple people that may criticize him. So, Tone, I'll leave you on the line. And then we'll get to this.
But,
we're going to get to this. Joseph, 302 may disagree with you. So hang on, Tone.
302
hang
doesn't
on.
Even talk right.
Hang on, 302, go ahead. Tone says he's a great man, blah, blah, blah. What else are we to say? 302, do you disagree with Mitch Gerber tonight?
I'm an independent revolutionary thinker, and here's what I want to say.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus can't save your ass, so you can call him all you want. The fact of the matter is this.
Could
America's
Jesus
finished
help you with speaking?
As we know it, under
Tone,
the current
let him speak, and then you can debate. Hang on, 302, hang on. Tone, let him speak, and then you can debate him if you want.
I'm not going back and forth with anyone. Just like I'm going to show you something that was done. And you're not going to use your God and country ideology to mask what I said into a personal attack. Now, first thing, when you don't like the truth, whoever it is, you use hatred. Then you use character assassination. And then you call a bunch of names. That's what the American people do to try to hide their hand and throw the rocks and then act like, look, I'm a good guy. I'm saving children. Let me tell you something. How long do you think these wars from the IMF and the World Bank under imperialism, that's what I said. I don't know this man. I don't know what the hell he's doing. He can say he's a saint. To you, he might be. But we don't need no modern-day Tarzan. We need Africa to be left alone under her own devices. Now, you're going to use the Chinese and keep saying the communist this and communist that, and then going to keep saying the ISIS and the terrorists. Look at the modern-day weaponry that these people have.
Well, they're not being left alone. Malcon, they're not being left alone. The Chinese are going over there and snatching up the people and selling them.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Now, you interrupted me because I said what Africa needs is to be left alone. Now, you, in your same diatribe as the old founding fathers, that was telling us about the Weekly Readers in Communist China, Socialist Russia, the Bear Russia. See, y'all have made these boogeyman nations in your own ideology. It's not the people's ideology around the world. This is y'all's ideology. Y'all talking about some democratic society, democracy, where there's a truth in the American way. Everybody outside this country knows that the beast is the West. This is what you don't understand.
What you really got to realize
is that the slavery of the day is created by wars, famine, and hardship and crisis that's created by those war-mongering nations. And the war-mongering nations is the European Union, because you don't see Russia and China running across the world invading nations. You see America running across the world invading nation after nation after nation.
Ukraine, dumbass.
But America isn't fair. That's what Mitch told you, Malachi. America's not there.
Okay,
China is fair.
Okay, now if that's true, then we're Goodyear, Firestone, Bridgestone.
So he's lying. He's making it up, Malachi.
Goodyear, Firestone, and B.F. Goodrich, Bridgestone, Mr. Diamond, Mr. Goldstein, Mr. Silversmith, Mr. Rubenstein, that's not their names. They're naming themselves after our shit, African people's shit, you understand? So when you're looking at the corporations, y'all are dismissing the fact that the corporations are in there creating war and then going in with their vacuum cleaner to suck out the resources, and then they're sold. Finished products up in China. And then we, as American people, black and white, got to buy the shit that's stolen through wars. Now, if you don't believe me,
I
dare you to go look at it.
I agree. Let Tone jump in. Let's be polite.
I'm not going to respond to him. I don't do that.
You don't have to, but he has a right to speak, so you don't have to respond. But go ahead, Tone. What do you have to say, what the gentleman just said?
Okay, I honestly, if he took the marbles out of his mouth, I'd understand the other half of what he said. But when he starts spouting off this long, long, drawn-out thing where he's like, and I don't really believe in the color blue means color Sioux, and, communism in China, he's all over the place, okay? First off, I understand you give everybody a voice, but you let somebody drone on for so long, and they're not saying anything productive or contributing anything to your show. So me responding to anything that he said, no, you were going to respond. So go ahead and do what you were going to say. Remember, you're a man of your word. Don't respond. He turns around and he tells people something, and then he says, I don't want to hear anything. I'm not going to debate, because he can't debate with anybody. He just wants to talk and then run. And then when he comes back with anything, it sounds so gargled. It sounds like somebody's honestly washing up their mouth with marbles and trying to have a nice discussion while being high on drugs. That's what he sounds like. Back to you, Joseph.
All right. Okay. Hang on, Malachi. Go ahead, Malachi. 30 seconds to respond to that, if you don't mind. Then
okay.
I got to start opening up the lines, okay? 30 seconds. Go ahead.
You respond by this. I dare any of you, white or black, look under all your products in your house. You tell me, why did your mother, father, grandmother, grandfather fight in Korea, went in Vietnam? And now there's made in Taiwan, now made in Japan, made in China. See, the Asian Economic Pacific Corporation, led by China, has the bond of America. And it's all a competition between America and China. See, that's what y'all not honoring in. You're honoring in trying to put the middleman in, the middleman, Boko Haram, ISIS, and these people that y'all created. Y'all created them, and now you want to say, well, look, there's the bad guy, Mandela. We're the good guy. We're the angels. Look at our halo. Look at our wings. Look at all this good philanthropy we're doing. We're doing some great stuff. Endorse us, Mandelka. Go to hell.
Hang on, Tone. Let me respond here. Look, anyone else who wants to jump in here, the main topic of the show really was what Mitch Gerber is doing in Africa. And he's on the front lines, brother. You can't deny that.
What the hell?
He's on the front lines. He's there. He's there.
So was Tarzan.
Tarzan ain't here talking on my show. Tarzan ain't talking on my show right now. Mitch Glover is. But go ahead.
Let's talk about Tarzan. Can I say something, please? Without this guy talking about Tarzan.
Go ahead, Tone.
Ridiculous.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So listen,
me woman.
Your
go
buddy.
Ahead.
I got it. Okay. Now, your buddy is doing a great job in Africa. That's fine. He's doing a great job. Vietnam, wherever he went. Sounds like he's really passionate about what he says. He repeated the same thing over and over, but that I could get past. I mean, I think he's doing a great thing, and he's doing it out of the kindness of his heart. This idiot saying Tarzan and ISIS we created, it's just a fabric. You just created ISIS. It's a part of your imagination. I'm a dumbass. Let me get some more marbles in my mouth. Well, now I can talk a little bit more. He's an idiot. Your buddy's cool, dude, but how is anybody going to comment on your buddy when we didn't know that's what the show was going to be about, nor be able to study it or refute it? It doesn't make any sense. He just made claims. That doesn't mean that I have to refute it with claims that I make up. I don't know what he's doing. How the hell would I know?
All right, Tom. Okay, you made your comment. Everyone mute yourselves. Mute yourselves, please. And we got another caller here. And let him, and this is a new caller, let him have his say. Go ahead, Joe and Sebastian, Florida.
Okay, well, thanks, Joe. Well, I liked what Nick had to say. Nick, I've been over there myself, okay? You're going into Cambodia. I was down there myself in 67. 66, I was in Cambodia. I was in 11 countries. Now, these people that are talking, they are progressive. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, okay? They never been any place that's out of beautiful downtown Florida. So, you really can't tell them anything. They know all the answers. And, I don't know. I told most of the people on the net here and Michael some of the stories what happened and in India and what have you. And all in all, I say God bless Nick. Okay? Now I don't say that very often.
Mitch.
And somebody got something to say, somebody wants to jump in. Now,
that's okay. No,
Tone,
you go ahead,
I don't have
Joe.
To worry
you go
about
ahead.
Tone because he's going to be
ahead,
divorced very
go ahead.
Soon. So go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. I said what I had to say.
I know.
Ahead,
and I apologize for that. I thought I had everybody muted. Somebody jumped in. Actually, Tone is still live, so I didn't mute his number. But I'm going to tell you right now, look, I got another private caller here. And you know what? No, hang on. That's three... Sorry, wrong number. Sorry, I didn't mean to unmute you. Because we got a lot of people listening, folks. Hang on. Private number. Private number. Is this Mike still from Wisconsin? Are you still there? Maybe not. Okay.
I'm still here.
All right, look. Okay, I unmuted you. Because I got so many people, I hit the button by accident. But look, what Joe and Sebastian Florida was saying, he's been there. And you know what? Hats off to Nick. You know, Nicholas Gerber. Hey, look, man. The guy is out there doing missionary work free of charge to help people that are suffering. Why are we criticizing him? Why? Why? Do we have that much hate?
Who is?
Do we have that much hate? Come on. Do we have that much hate in our hearts? Tone, you criticized him in a polite and very sophisticated way. I'm intelligent like you, and I know what you were doing, Tone. I know what you were doing.
Don't tell me you know what I was doing. If you're sophisticated, then you understand that you can't know what somebody else was doing. I was complimenting him as a human being and what he does. But I said I don't understand what he does. I haven't studied it. And you've been stroking him and telling him.
Well, he explained it very clearly. He explained it very clearly, Tone. He explained it.
No, he didn't.
You know?
No, he didn't.
Okay, he didn't.
This is coming from the guy. Listen, you read the Bible, Joseph, and you don't even understand that it telling me about you understand the world because you talked to one of your friends that's overseas?
Tone. You're demeaning. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. This is schoolyard crap. Well, this is what you're saying, all right? Knock it off.
No, Tone.
I don't know it all because one of my friends overseas called my radio show tonight. No, you're right. I don't know it all. But I do know it all because what I've been through in my life, and I've met people like you, and I know about the New World Order. I've studied the New World Order for years, and that's what this show is about, understanding the times in which we live in today, okay? And Mitch Gerber, as far as I'm concerned, is a great man, someone who's done great things.
Tone, what have you done for your fellow man? I served my country better than you have, or you do stolen valor. So I've done more than you.
No, Tone, you served your country. First of all, Army vets don't get Purple Hearts for what? What did you get a Purple Heart for, Tone? You said you got a Purple Heart. What did you get a Because I looked your name up, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So
what did you get a Purple Heart for?
Saber-tooth Tone. Come on, knock it off.
Do you want to keep talking? First off, I've already looked up your name and gave it to two different people that have looked up Navy SEALs, and they've never found your name. You don't even know my name. How the hell are you? Tell me my name on the radio, then. You know my name. You searched me up. Tell me it.
Tone. First of all, let me ask you a question,
Are you
going to
make up a name for me like you made up to make your budget
last?
Let's
stick to the topic of the show.
Lieutenants,
it's called military.com. Military.com, you can look anybody's name up or their code name. And your name is Tone. What is your real name, Tone? What is your real name?
I'm in Fort Bragg.
What is your real name, Tone? Let's not talk about Joe Gibson. What is your real name, Tone? What is your real name?
I'm telling you right now, but you keep repeating the same thing over and over and over.
Exactly. I sure do. I
sure
do.
Yes,
no, it tells me.
You never went to college.
Tone, what's your real name, Tone?
Military. You make up lies about who you are. You make up that you read the Bible. You make up all these things, and then you want everybody else to defend it. No. That's not the way the thing works. When you say that you have done something, you are the one that has to show the burden of proof. Not me. When you turn around and say, I'm a Navy SEAL, or God exists, or any of that, that's where you have to show the burden of proof. Not me. That's not on me. It's on you. Do you understand now?
Why don't you read it off?
If you were in the military, you would understand that.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to add to Tone. Why didn't he just read your book?
What?
You'll find out all about him.
You can find all about me, Tone. All you got to do is read my book.
Wait, whoa. Hold on. You keep bringing up this book thing, and I've shut it down a million times, but you still don't comprehend it. Anybody can write a book. Just because Spider-Man is – they write a book about Spider-Man and they talk about New York City, does that mean that Spider-Man exists because New York City is there?
Tone, I'm not writing about Batman or Spider-Man, okay? There's actual federal court transcripts in the book that will answer your questions.
I got it. I got your court transcripts.
You do? You got my book, Tone? All right.
No.
Good job, brother.
Listen to what I'm saying. Stop interrupting, and I'll finish my point. I didn't say I had your book. I said that you state that you have court records in there. This is where we get confused. You misinterpret what people are saying. I never said I had your book. I would not buy it, nor would I even want to read it. I wouldn't waste my time on it.
Can I send you one for free, Tone? Can I send you one for free?
Joseph, please, why do you
repeat my book? Can I send you one? I want you to know about me, Tone.
I know you do. Listen to the question that I'm asking you, okay? You ask me
about
my book, I'm going to say this flat answer.
Everybody listen to Tone's questions. Go ahead.
Yes. The person that has to repeat a word, you notice that people don't do that in politics. People that are educated don't repeat themselves.
Actually, Donald Trump does.
You repeat
Donald
yourself.
Trump actually does.
You repeat
you
yourself because
Donald
you're
Trump
not very smart.
So Donald Trump, well, he's president of the United States. I'd say he's pretty smart. So I think I'm doing the right thing then.
Oh,
Donald Trump
really?
Repeats himself.
So you think Obama was smart then?
You liberal snowflakes hate it because we drill it into your head as many times as we can. Because you're a liberal snowflake, Joe.
Here we go with the best cherry picker in the world. Let's talk about how we're going to cherry pick you right now. So you believe that Trump's the smartest man right now, huh?
Tone, I love you, but the fact of the matter is, Tone, I'm trying to teach you a lesson in life, because and that's why you keep coming back.
I wouldn't learn anything
you
from
know.
Somebody that has to lie about their military service, somebody that lies about their education, somebody that lies about the Bible, somebody that lies
read the book, Tone, read the book, brother, read the book.
I'm not going to read, shit from my stolen valor guy. I don't have to read your book. Why would I
do you
read
have
a book
tone?
Of somebody that hasn't done
Tone, have you read the book, Tone?
To kiss my ass.
Do you write a, have you
Why
read
would
the
I book, read
Tone,
book?
About how your homosexual tendencies have tried to infiltrate every blog talk radio show there is? Tone, I know you're a homosexual. Come on. I love you for who you are. Come on, Tone.
I'll take it. I'll be a homosexual, sure. Okay, I'm a homosexual. What about it? I'll take it. You can call me a homosexual every day.
So what do you what entices you about smelling a man? You like smelling a man when you lay down next to him? What I want to know.
You're,
I want to know what entices a homosexual.
Okay, ask me the question. Okay.
I just did.
Let me tell you this. I'll tell you right now. First off, you're the one that claimed that I'm a homosexual. I had never thought about smelling a man. And I don't know why you would be curious about that. I'm not really a homosexual. You could call me one for the rest of my life. I don't
you
care.
Sound like
I have
one.
No grievances like about
one.
It. But questioning about
like
how
one.
A man smells, that's a 40-year-old.
Tone,
split.
You sound like a homosexual.
You're educated,
tone.
Right?
Tone.
Repeat.
You're a homosexual. Tone, you're a homosexual. I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
And I want to get to my other caller. I want to get to another caller here who may want to talk about your homosexual tendency. 832,
okay.
Go ahead. Who do we got here? Can we bring into the discussion? 832.
I just tuned in.
Oh.
This is Black Minister of the Ecclesiastes 3 Christian.
Hey, how you doing, Black Jesus? I'm sorry you missed the beginning of the show. We had an American hero on this show. His name was
American
Mitch Gerber, okay? And the man was over in Africa saving black children from being conquered by the Chinese government. And now he's over in Vietnam saving Vietnamese children. This man was a hero. He's a hero. But we've got a homosexual on the show right now. His name is Tone. And, he believes that we Christians are hypocrites and whatnot, and he can't stand Christians, obviously, because we're bigots. Tone, talk to Black Jesus Minister. You two talk it out for the next couple minutes, because we got a couple minutes left. Go ahead.
Sure, Black
Tone,
Jesus Minister, let me start off saying that Joseph Gibson, of course, embellishes everything, because any kind of truth that is actually brought to the table kind of scares him. He wants to call me a homosexual. I am more than proud to have him call me a homosexual. Not gay, but I don't really care about the title. That'll be the last time I say I'm not gay. I really don't care if he calls me a homosexual. He's asking me how men smell earlier. I have no clue where that comes from. It's a Freudian slip. Second off, yes, I do believe
well,
that
homosexuals
he is a
do. Homosexuals love to lay with another man. I wonder
how
why.
Would you
I
know?
Just wonder why.
How would you know?
Well, you're a homosexual,
you know
aren't you?
Like?
Aren't you a homosexual, Tone?
You're the one that's worried about it. You're the one that brings it up all the time. You're the one that brings up transgender. You're the one obsessed with the subject. I don't bring it up. You do.
All right. Well, Tone, talk to Black Jesus Minister. Why are we Christians are bigots? Why are we Christians bigots? Talk to us.
Oh, here, you want me to tell you the reason why? Let me tell you the reason why. And I never said bigots. The thing that you brought up once again, because you can't follow one bit of what somebody says.
He's a little psychotic, Black Jesus.
Let him speak, Joseph. I'm trying to listen.
All right.
Okay,
sorry.
So what do you want? Jesus Christ. Okay, what do you want me to start off with? You want me to start with Genesis? You want to go down all the way
you
down?
You don't like Christians, Tone. Tone, you don't like Christians. You say we're
Joseph,
hypocrites.
Joseph, let me talk. I'm trying to explain it, but you keep interrupting and repeating.
Sir, go right ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
I'll give you the quote right here. Genesis 1, 3,
Dash 5. And I don't like, I love Christians because I am a real Christian. I'm a Catholic. Joseph is part of a New Age cult that's only 300 years old, and he thinks that he's a 2,000-year-old Christian. And that's the reason why he feels uncomfortable when I bring things up. But here you go. So Genesis 1:3-5. On the first day, God created light, then separated the light from darkness. Do you guys agree that that's in the Bible?
I think that sounds right. I'm not looking at it, but go ahead and keep reading,
perfect,
sir.
Perfect. Okay, so just write them down. Genesis 1:3-5, that's what it says. Then in Genesis 1:14-9, it says the sun, which separates the night and day, wasn't created till the fourth day. So how the hell did God separate light from day and sun from night, but the sun wasn't created till the fourth day, but he says it on the first day? Explain that one for me. I got 437 more.
Okay, well, all those 437 more questions that you're talking about are very typical, and I'm sure you found that on the Internet, because I've seen that on the Internet as well. Sir,
okay, well, answer it.
I will. Now, just because now I want you to understand this. Now, when I get to explaining this because of ignorance, brother, listen to what I'm saying now.
Yeah, I'm more educated than you.
Okay, listen to me for a minute, please. I am going to explain it to you, and when I finish explaining this to you, you will understand if you are a righteous person and if you are a common sense person and if you're not blinded by, you know, silliness and hatred or whatever, because it's going to be very simple.
Okay, go. We have 4 minutes left, dude. Go.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, sir. I will, if we don't have enough time now, please call in on my show, and I will be answering Bible questions on this Monday. Hold on. Just listen. Just go to my Facebook page, our Facebook group page at Black Jesus Radio. Black Jesus Radio, all one word, on Facebook. Send me a message so that I'll remember who you are, okay? And I will make sure that I send you the telephone number and the time of my show on Monday. It will be at 8 p.m. on Monday night. Okay. Now I'm going to answer as much as I can. Listen to me, sir. I'm going to answer as much as I can with the remaining time that we have.
Explain it. Stop the question this whole time. Explain the
answer. Excuse me, sir. You're the one telling me that we only have 4 minutes left in the show. I might need more than 4 minutes. Sir, hold on now.
No.
Sir.
Jesus minister, you have 2 minutes now, and you haven't explained anything.
Sir, excuse me. I am saying to you, and I'm going to give you room on my show every Monday, starting at 8 p.m., to answer all 400 of your questions that stem from ignorance, sir. Okay, now, so again, at Black Jesus Radio, which is on Facebook, send me a message there, and we
I got to wrap it up, guys. 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute. Wrap it up quick.
I don't have enough time to do it now.
Sir,
okay, if you let me talk now, we only got 30 seconds left, so you know it was impossible for me to do that in a short period of time. Sir, just calm yourself down. Because, see, it sounds to me like you really don't want no answers. Excuse me, sir. You want to interrupt me, and you don't really want any answers. You ought to be quiet.
You don't know your Bible.
You.
If you knew the answer, you would have sped it out.
Well, if I don't know my Bible, sir,
and you can't say anything.
We'll find out. Hey.
I'm going to mute everybody in a second. Just quiet, please. We got 1 minute left. Black Jesus Minister invited you, Tone, to his show to answer. So, because you said you had over 400 questions. Tone, you know you're always welcome to come on to this show. You were pretty polite until the last 20 minutes. All right. And Joe is back in Florida. Thank you so much for calling in with your knowledge. I'm sorry you got interrupted. But, hey, we got so many callers on the line tonight, and there was a lot. But. Listen, Mitch Gerber is a hero. I don't care what anybody says, and we're going to continue on.
Joseph,
Tone, you are a homosexual, and I know you're. It's hard to find your identity, sir. I'm going to mute you right now, and then you can hang up, okay? All right, you're muted. Okay. Tom, go ahead and hang up, but you continue listening. You're invited next week on this program, and you're invited on Black Jesus Ministry. See, he hung up. As long as, if he doesn't have a voice, he hangs up quick, folks. He hangs up real quick. All right? But anyway, he scrolls around. He's a prowler, and he'll be back. All right, and I had area code 302. Oh, my God, I forgot about him. Jeez. He needed to say something, too. I apologize. I apologize, area code 302. We're down. We're in overtime right now, and I only got 15 minutes. I apologize. I really do. Jeez, how am I going to make this up? Let's see here. Latin Indian girl didn't show up. Why, I don't know. I wanted to hear about the Indian thing that she had to talk about. She didn't show up tonight, but thankfully we had Mitch Nicholas Gerber show up tonight. Our next show will be on Thursday, okay? Thursday, everyone is welcome to come back. And area code 302, I'm going to give you priority. If you call in, you'll get your first. If you want to comment on this show, you can. I will get you. And Black Jesus Minister, you're a little bit late calling in tonight, but we did have a real hero. Go back and listen to the archive show. Mitch and even Joe in Spaction, Florida recognized this guy. He's something, man. He's something great. You know, he's over there helping children that are starving, that are dying. I mean, come on. We can't come together on that issue. We can't. How much hate do we have? You know what? How about let's all just kill each other and the strong survive? How about that? You know? What the hell's going on with people? I have a man on this show that's over there in Africa saving African babies from being sold into slavery, being raped, being murdered, starving to death. I got a man on this show that's over there putting his own money to save these children? And you people are arguing about that. I cannot believe that. I just can't. How lost are we as a society? How lost? For God's sake. Come on. Oh, the Lord Jesus needs to come back soon. He's got to come back. How lost are we? Where I have a man who's in Vietnam wanting to save Vietnamese children, and you hang up. For God's sake, shame on you, shame on you. And those of you who didn't have time to continue to listen, shame on you too. I know who you are out there. I monitor the phone numbers. You know what? Shame on you. And some of them are my own family, you know? That's right. Go Hillary. Hillary Clinton will save you. Don't worry. She'll save you. Obama tried for 8 years. Look what he got you. For God's sake, people. I had a gentleman on this show that was a real man that puts his life. I mean, how many of you are willing to pack your bags right now? Right now. Everything you own, whatever you got, put it in one bag, fly over to Africa, and go sit with sick, dying children. Come on now. How many are you willing to do that? How many? Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't do it. And shame on me. And I'll admit it. Shame on me. So how many of you are out there saying, I couldn't do it? No matter what the reason was, I don't have enough money, blah, 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 money. It's all about the money, isn't it? This man's over there fighting for children that are dying and suffering. Mitch Gerber, donate to his page, guys. Come on. Even if it's $2, for God's sake. You know, instead of buying a cup of coffee tomorrow morning, send the money to him. He's over to feed children that are dying. All right, I'm going to let it go tonight. Tune in Thursday, understanding the times in which we live in. God, it's hard to understand these times, isn't it? And thank you, Black Jesus, for calling in. I know you're a little late. Maybe you were busy. Thank you. And area code 302, you'll get first call, I promise, Thursday. All right. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.